Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
So for the Wii U, their big exclusive, at least from my perspective, their big exclusive this holiday season is Xenoblade Chronicles X. I mean, you know, you've had Mario Tennis, which we had some mixed feelings about. You've had Mario Maker, which a lot of people are absolutely loving. But for me, as a role-playing game lover, especially this kind of game, like, this is the one that I've really been looking forward to, and it's a big one, and again, it is exclusive to the Wii U, so you can only get the Xenoblade Chronicles X for the Wii U. Let's just get this out of the way up front. This is what they call a JRPG. That's a Japanese role-playing game.
Okay.
So it goes like this. Do you like anime? If the answer is no, there's a very good chance that this game may not appeal to you.
Because if the answer is yes, then maybe you will like this.
Both the aesthetic and the storytelling style is very anime. So if you're okay with that, great. If you're not, I would look hard before I really got into this. The game looks fantastic, but I feel like there's been a little too much hype about how good it looks. I mean, they go on and on like, it looks amazing. Oh my gosh. It looks good. If you buy a disc copy of the game, you will have the option of downloading a bunch of optional packs that will make the game both load faster and look better. But since the Wii U has a 32 gig hard drive, you're pretty much going to have to delete almost everything else. At least I did.
If you want to be able to see it that way.
Yeah, in order to download these packs. But again, if you're going to pick up the game, it is worth it. The combat is a lot of fun in Xenoblade Chronicles X. Again, if you're familiar with JRPG games, the way this one works, you kind of find a guy that you're going to attack. You hit the attack button. And then you run around. The attacks happen automatically. And then, of course, you make decisions like, do I want to switch attacks and get close to one or this? It's not overly complicated, but I thought it was a lot of fun. It's not boring. And I think a lot of JRPGs fall into the boring category. This did not feel boring to me at all.
Again, Japanese role-playing.
Everybody knows.
Just in case you don't know what that means.
I just can't. I don't know those kind of people. Right? But I thought the combat was fun. It reminded me of Final Fantasy XII a little bit, truth be told. The music is terribly bad. It's just awful. I put my little Bluetooth speaker next to me because I'm not listening to this music anymore.
Wow.
I think it's so actively bad, the music in this game. But, you know, to each their own, I suppose. The game is huge. It has five different continents. I actually haven't finished it yet. And the game is kind of open world in that you can go around and do different things as you want to, but you have to be careful because, like, you might be off doing something and like, hey, there's a level 5 bad guy. I can beat that guy because they all have their, like, names on top of them in Xenoblade Chronicles X. Boy, that's a lot to say.
So
is it
a series of games?
It is.
Okay.
I haven't played the other ones, but as I was saying, you'd be wandering around and then all of a sudden you'd be like, there's a level 50 guy. Run the other way. I don't care how bad you want the thing that's on the other side of him.
You're not
going to
get
it. It's not going to go well with you. You've also got, like, the main story, tons of side stuff. The game puts a big emphasis on exploration, wandering around and seeing what you find. Plus, there are special missions for your characters so that you can get to know them better, and that affects the way the game plays. It's Xenoblade Chronicles X for the Wii U, and it, to me, is the big, serious game that Nintendo is putting out before Christmas this year. And as I said, if you can even remotely tolerate an anime aesthetic and you have a Wii U, to me, this would be at the top of my Christmas list. Xenoblade Chronicles X, don't forget Riot Control, riot.radiou.com. See what we're talking about, what we're playing. Don't forget to send in some suggestions.